Among the 12 apostles, James was one of the most prominent ones. For more than 10 years, his zeal for Christ became more intense, and it was with a unfeigned love and devotion that he served the one he loved. James wanted a crown. Christ gave him a cup. He desired a throne, but became a slave for Jesus Christ. He yearned to rule, but found a martyr's grave. James lived out the words of our Master, who said, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne." As the apostle of love and the author of 5 New Testament books, John, it seems, would have been more prominent than his brother James in the first 3 Gospels. And in the first 3 Gospels, it should have read, "John, the son of Zebedee's, and James his brother." But no, sir. Whenever those 2 names are together, it is most always James, the son of Zebedee's, and John his brother. A somewhat significant feature of the 4th Gospel is that John never mentions his brother by name. Isn't that amazing? All the writings that John did, 5 books in the New Testament, and he never relates the story of his brother's death or how that had affected him inwardly. I don't know if I could have written that much without mentioning the sufferings and heartaches that the enemy had caused me. That James, the son of Zebedee's, came to the front among his companions is proved by the fact that he became one of the trio of apostles. I call them the 3 amigos, Peter, James, and John. These 3 was selected by the Master for a closer relationship. They shared some of the great experiences of our Lord's ministry. What indelible impressions these events must have produced. James and the other 2 was allowed to enter the chamber of death to witness Christ's first victory over death in the raising of Jairus' daughter. The Bible says that he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And then there was that awe-inspiring experience on the mountain when Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. Writing of this remarkable event, Peter says that they were eyewitness of his majesty. James was privileged to watch Jesus' essential deity shine through the garments of his humanity. The noticeable intimacy of James with his master is also found in the record of Gethsemane, for he was one of the 3 that Jesus requested to accompany him as he went a little further. It was there that they witnessed his deep agony. The Bible says that he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and went a little further. As it was, the 3 chosen to see and listen failed in their watch, for they all slumbered and slept as Jesus confronted the hour and the power of darkness. The prominence of James is seen as an assured fact when some 14 years after our Lord's resurrection, Herod Agrippa stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. But he did not arrest the least among the members, only the most conspicuous. He struck at 2 leaders, James and Peter, but first at James. For it is probably that by this time, James had surpassed Peter in some respect. Here again is the comparison. The gifts of Peter was of a pioneer order. James were more for conservation of results. Peter was fit for facing the multitudes. James knew how to consolidate conquest. James had administrative and executive abilities. James then was one of those who lived near to Christ. Jesus is still calling devout souls to enter into the innermost circle of his friends. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.